Quick shout out to our sponsor, Hans Kombucha. Hannah and Kate of Hans Kombucha are the premier kombucha brewers here in Utah. If you are ever in the mood for some booch, Hans Kombucha is the place to go. Enjoy their favorite flavors like ginger hibiscus, chai pear, pineapple cactus nectar, and many more. Also, keep your eyes out for their seasonal rotations. You can order at their online store today at hanskombucha.com. That's HANSKOMBUCHA.com. We promise this is a booch you'll fall in love with. Until the next kombucha, my friend. Listening to the Taste Masters, where we delve into the world of craft beer, liquor, and other beverages. All right, guys, super fun episode. I have my dear friend and co-host Ryan Jamba Samba.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well, brother. How you doing?
Doing all right, thank
you. Your jams are fantastic.
Thank you.
When are you making me another jam?
I've got a pumpkin butter coming hopefully tonight.
So I'll see you tomorrow, and then a
strawberry goji berries that were grown out of Steve's garden.
Speaking of which, in front of us we have some of my new dear friends and your dear friends.
Yes.
Who do we have in front of us there, Ryan?
We have Steve Willingo, and then we have Max Dillman.
We know Max. He's a longtime friend.
Sorry, I'm bad with names.
No, but Max, Steve, welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
So,
it's a good intro.
We have another episode where we have four brewers at one table, and we're going to talk beer. Yeah. That's okay with you guys. But, Steve, I want to ask you a question right off the bat.
Okay.
First time I met you at the Idaho Beer Fest, okay?
Yeah.
Is that your first time judging at the Idaho Beer Fest?
Second.
Second time?
Yeah.
To walk me through judging at a beer fest. I've never judged. So, like, what... Like how, just walk someone who has no idea how to judge through the process. And
So you get there. So I did it with Ryan. It was Ryan's first year. So so for the Idaho Brew Fest, they have sessions through Tuesday to Friday morning, more if they need to. So we got there Tuesday night, checked in our hotel, and then you go. I mean, we signed up earlier in the year. They ask if you want to do it.
We said yes.
Why not, right?
He said yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, you go check in, you get your thing, you go into the room, they've got tables set up, and you're judging by category. And depending on how many entries are in there, there's like numerous tables. You go in, you get your table set up for... The Idaho Falls, I don't know how it is for Great American. I haven't done that one. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
But they split the table, and you got like three people that are tasting 12 different beers. So you go through, taste your beers, make some notes, then you talk about it.
Damn.
And then between all the people, you make a decision on...
Is it almost like a debate?
A little bit can be.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a unanimous agreement because...
Because that beer is fucking awesome, right?
Yeah. And if that's nice when that happens.
Yeah. Well, what is it like when you get a beer and you're like, damn, I wish I made that? Like, do you take notes yourself on the side? But like,
I don't know what it is.
Gotcha.
I have no idea. Like, I can be like, you can make a note on the bottom and be like, I really like this. And then they see the notes and they can know that. But I have no idea what they are. You have no idea. It's blind. That's how it should be.
Gotcha. Yeah. And then how many categories did you end up tasting that week?
Shit. So for each session, we did two different styles each session, and we did five sessions.
Yeah.
And we would have done three, but one of our beers was involved in the last category. And so you're doing, I guess we did 10?
Yeah.
10 different styles. Sessions. Throughout the five sessions, and what is there, like 20 tables there?
At least 20.
So,
that's a lot.
It is.
Wow. Did you guys have palate fatigue out the ass? Like,
we started like 9 in the morning too. So you like wake up and you're like, all right, let's drink beer at 9 a.m. And
towards the end of it, you do get like palate fatigue, especially like, the beer gets, you know, it's warmer, it's kind of flat. So it's just kind of like trying to dissect it, but not really.
Oh, so the beer's just sitting out there.
Yeah.
And so you're probably drinking warm beer that probably should be served cold. But that changes the.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So now I didn't think about that. You have to make the beer. When you make beer.
I would say if you're going to enter a beer in the fest in any sort of thing, like, make sure it tastes good warm.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of it's going to get tasted.
Yeah. For real, though.
That's how you make a good beer.
Like, wow. So if it's still good warm, like, all right, so like my Pacifico, I can drink Pacifico warm.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's weird. Thanks. I had no idea, Steve. But then on the award ceremony, are you just beered out by that time? You're just like, I can't do beer. Like,
I was. I fucking had the shits. I miss the award ceremony.
So I mean, thank God you have a bidet. Everyone at this table have a bidet? Hotel.
I do not have a bidet.
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 Oh wow.
A bidet. Sorry.
Yeah. So Max, you have a bidet, right?
I have a bidet.
This is on all the episodes I've done. This is the most bidet to non-bidet ratio at a table.
I think so. I feel left out right now.
We're gonna fix that.
Not set up right now. So
yeah,
mine's not set up.
So, Max, question for you now. What's it like to see these guys brew in action? Like, you're new to the game, right? So tell me, let's start off. Mac, who are you? Where'd you come from? What'd you do?
Well, mostly when I watch them, I just get cold sweats and just stand in awe the whole time. No, these guys are really great. And I'm pretty new to the game. I've only been professionally brewing since January this year, and they've really taken me under their wing and
showed me
all the stuff.
So how'd you get into brewing, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I just started home brewing, and I've been home brewing for like 8 years. Just been, you know,
5 gallon batches, 6 gallon batches,
five to 10 gallon batches. Sick. In there, and just been doing that for a while. Started off with, you know, bottled the first like 4 of them, got really sick of that, just started upgrading all my stuff. Big tinkerer kind of guy, so I always just want to keep building stuff. And
good.
So homebrew's a pretty good.
Do you have you single? You have a partner?
I have a girlfriend. Yeah.
So does she drink with you?
Oh yeah.
Ah, so you're making it. And you have someone else you can share it with. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Because I know people who make.
There's been periods where I've killed a 5 gallon batch all by myself. But like,
gotcha. Because I know people who make it and their wife's like, yeah, I don't drink beer.
She's down. She loves it.
Oh, hell so. Yeah. What's one of your favorite homebrews that you've made?
The favorite ones I made, I love making Belgian beers just because nobody else seems to like them that much. But I love them. My favorite one is this Belgian triple that I soured a little bit.
Ooh.
So it was just a skosh sour.
Is that like a metric or an imperial skosh?
How'd you sour that?
Yeah, Imperial Scotch.
Yeah, how did you sour
that? Just with acidulated malt.
Sexy.
That's fantastic. I want to try it. You're going to make it again, right?
Yeah.
I want to try that.
It's like a 13%er.
I really want to try that. Okay.
I mean, I need hair on my chest, so let's go.
Yeah.
So, Steve, I want to know, how did you get into brewing?
I got into it. Brew pub opened up down the street from where I was living in Layton. Sorry, I said that wrong. It's Layton.
Next to the mountains.
By the mountains.
That's where I'm from, and it should always be said that way. So Roosters opened up in Layton, and I was 23 or 24, something like that.
Gotcha.
And went in there. I was like, well, I didn't know this kind of shit existed. And started drinking their honey wheat.
That's pretty good.
Blackberry ale and whatever else they had. I can't remember at the time. I mean, I ended up working for them for a little bit. But,
oh, Roosters. Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
But so we thought that was cool. And then me and my brother found out there was a homebrew store in Salt Lake. Beer Nut.
Beer Nut and the Brew Supply, right? Salt City Supply?
I don't know if that one was there at the time.
Gotcha. Beer Nut's been there since NOM.
Yeah, they've been
everywhere.
Shout out Beer Nut.
Shout out Nam. No. Sorry, no.
Oh, and then also, so my brother got a job waiting tables at Roosters as well. So he started working there, and then he talked to the brewer, and like I think that's how we found out the beer store was there, or the Beer Nut. And so we found out about it, and we're like, yeah, let's go drive down to Salt Lake to see what it's all about. Went to the store, and they got like their starter kit for like extract brewing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, here you go, here's the stuff. And my brother loved to buy things on his credit card. And so I was like, oh, I can't afford it. So he's like, oh, I'm not leaving without it.
So he ended up buying it?
I manipulated him into buying it. And yeah, we made our first homebrew. That's and awesome. Then
what was it? You remember extra, what it was?
Like I think it was a hazelnut brown ale or something. And we put like the whole bottle of hazelnut shit in there.
Oh. Get ready.
Yeah. And even then, in my like idiotness from then, I was like, yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, I think like that hazelnut, and then we did like another two extracts, and I can't remember what they were. And then we made a mash tun out of a bucket. You know, you drill the holes in there.
Yeah.
That thing, and just kind of progressed from there that we were like brewing like every week.
That's cool.
And then my brother, the guy that was helping at Roosters, quit, like his assistant, and he gave him a couple of our beers, and he's like, yeah, it's all right. Sure. He was interested, so my brother got the job, and then my brother went to go to school in Georgia, and then, you know, I'd talked to the guy a couple times, Steve Kirkland, and he liked my brother. He liked me. I got the job there. I brewed part-time for a little bit, and then I got here.
That's cool, dude. So. I had no idea. That's really fascinating. That's really cool. Samba, how did you get into brewing? I've never asked you this question. I don't even think I know the answer to this.
Yeah, I don't think we actually talked about
so
that.
So how?
I mean, it was...
Tell me now. Right now.
I'm trying to. Well, we already talked. I was already, like, working in the wine industry at that one point.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was still drinking beers and really enjoying it. And, I mean, I think it was just kind of getting into, like IPAs. I think my first beer that I really, like, fell in love with was a Stone IPA. And so it just had me kind of questioning it. So I tried figuring everything
That's right.
out.
Gotcha.
And then just started homebrewing, picking up a couple of brewing bags, moved into a bigger setup, and then just tried homebrewing, kind of passing out my beers, and then slowly got into the job here. Or what, you into packaging, and that really got me into professional brewing.
Gotcha, that's okay. We did talk about this. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me. Anytime. I apologize.
I also worked for Firestone at one point.
That's right, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
Because they have awesome beer.
They do.
Show off.
Shout out Firestone.
So I feel kind of left out because each of you guys have all homebrewed before becoming a professional brewer, and I did not. I feel like I'm missing that. Going to the store. I do it. I mean, homebrew now, but
you're making your Twinkie beer and your
yeah, but I didn't do it before.
Yeah, getting cooler. That's basically.
Yeah, it's like a beer in a cooler. That's doing it.
I know, but like, I have help, right? But I didn't do it like, huh, I'm just have a hunch. I'm going to go have a brother or friend and I'm going to go. I have Derek to do it.
Did you buy the book, the Charlie Papp?
The Charlie Papazian, The Joy of Brewing,
yeah,
or something
you
like
that.
That
one?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I had that one. And then
I got How to Brew.
How to Brew by
Palmer.
Yeah.
Palmer.
Yeah, John Palmer. Yeah,
look through that. And it's like, hey, here's some stuff. All right, let's follow it.
Yeah, that one I have highlighted.
Yeah.
Charlie Papazian's like very like zen about it. He's like, that's all right. You're just making beer.
Yeah.
You're okay.
It's like a bomber
pod. It's like,
it's a happy little accident.
You can screw it up. It's okay.
It's okay. You know, it's a happy little accident.
Exactly.
Happy.
It's like the Bob Ross of beer.
Yeah. Charlie P. Shout out to Charlie P.
Steve,
Max, what are you guys opening right now?
Oh, we're currently drinking the Tropical Hop Rising Double IPA.
Yeah, Double IPA. So what do you guys?
You know, we're responsible people, so we decided to drink these early in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, afternoon now.
Yeah.
It's afternoon.
Yeah. Literally afternoon. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know.
But what's do you guys like the tropical over this? The double.
Yes.
Like little. What makes a tropical kind of sexy for you guys? What's sex appeal about that?
A little bit different mash bill and
the can
better,
is yellow.
Better hops.
It's yellow.
It is yellow.
It is. Yes. And the pack in the box is yellow and pink, right?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Is this your go-to right now, guys?
I would say this is probably the most drunk beer from the people working in this place. So.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. He's
probably easily. So.
I'd say so. No, but why is the tropical getting you guys right now? Why is it going to change in like 3 months? Are you guys like on the season bender of tropical IPAs?
I generally like stronger beers, and I like the hop characteristics of this beer. I like the dry hop that we do, and I think it's a good beer.
It's a good beer. The malt bill isn't that crazy. Like, no. It's just a really nice 9% double IPA and a little bit tropical. It's not bitter, in my opinion. So I think it's just easy drinking, which is a dangerous set sometimes. But
yeah. Gotcha. So wow.
I think it's brewed like a West Coast IPA, but using like hazy IPA hops. Yeah. So it's
but not in the hazy style.
Not in the hazy style. That's really cool. It's great.
That's really cool. You guys are fantastic. I love it. Do you guys like brewing beer? When it comes to making beer, do you three like making beer? Is it still fun for you guys to make it? See your final product, start to finish?
Yeah. I think it's a good payoff, especially, you know, getting, like, drink it fresh. Or I think my favorite thing is still just, like, seeing it, like, out in the world. Like, people getting beers. Oh, that's really cool. And, like, just, like,
seeing
their, like,
I love seeing somebody buy, like, a six-pack or something. And yeah. I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
Well, you get to go, like, seeing it swirling around the mash tun, and then you're like, then someone's actually has cans of it, and you're like, ah. Look at this.
My little baby.
Baby's found a home.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's like fun to see kind of like from that, the whole process. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a good payoff.
This is also crappy, like, but like I'm walking down a street that's a sketchy street in the middle of the night, and then I'm like, see one of our beer cans on the ground.
That's how
like,
you know we made it.
Don't litter, but thanks for buying it.
That's a good way to look at it. But, Max, what's it like to be in an upscale production brewery? Like,
oh, it's lots of fun, lots of learning and stuff, lots of fuck ups along the way. But these guys always teach me how to make fewer fuck ups. But it's a good time. Like I really enjoy it.
We have fun here.
Yeah, it's a good time. Well, especially the brewers and cellar guys. Like they're all really good people. Just gotcha. To be around.
It's good everything. To be around the good people.
Yeah, and like it makes you want to. Work harder just to like keep this camaraderie.
Yeah,
stuff,
for sure.
Like
for sure.
Built up.
And I feel like you look up to these two because I feel like these two are pretty cool. And
it's because he's shorter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Literally.
Sorry, Max.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not true. When Steve stacks the pallets like above it because this gorilla here is like 6'3" with arms that go gadget
is your,
arms.
Is your brother as big as you as well?
Well, yeah, almost. Just like what half an inch or inch or Scosh. Something like. Gotcha. Yeah.
So, Steve, if I go into your fridge, what's going to be in it? If I open your fridge, beer wise, what's going to be in it?
Mostly what we make. It's cheap.
But do you like it? You still like it? So we're going and there's going to be squatters.
I do like our beer. I think we make some good stuff. So, you know, I drink them, but I buy other beers.
Like what are you buying?
I love to try what people are making, but I'm terrible at remembering what I drink. So
gotcha.
Obviously, problem. no, like Keto's is down the street for me. I like buying their stuff, and Fisher's down the street, like trying their crap and not crap, sorry. Templin's around the corner, you know, and just go in there, buy a beer too. And I got you.
No, you're just a beer guy. You like beer. It's great.
It's like pick a favorite, but it's like it's all good.
Okay, so what's one of your favorite styles to drink?
I do like the stronger, like, you know. Everybody seems to like IPAs anyways. I do like them, but a style I wish was around was like a 7% stout that people would make.
Yeah.
Have you had the foreign extra stout from Guinness?
Yeah. Yes.
I wish there was more of that shit around.
Yeah, that's for sure. Why don't we make this happen?
I think it's fantastic.
Why can't we make it happen?
Well, you know.
I mean, we're talking about like, we're on the hazy train. Why can't we have a?
Well, everybody likes the hazy train, and it's just not a big seller. So you know, obviously, don't.
Gotcha. Don't dark put people out what scare people, sell. Right?
Well, what's that?
Dark people scares people. I think they see the dark beer and they're like, "That's too much for me. I can't."
Well, and then it's also not like it's like 7%, so it's not quite strong enough to be very attractive to people. Like a 9 or 10% stout, it's like, oh, this is a dark beer that I can really get behind because I can see why it's so strong or whatever it is. But like a 7% nice foreign stout, like it's like
it's delicious.
It gets looked over, but it's really, really good.
Yeah, it is really good.
I would love to go to the OG and have that in house. I would blow my mind.
That'd be amazing.
Have you guys ever traveled for beer like that? Have you gone to Dublin to you, Max? You've been in Germany.
I have.
Have you drank German beer?
I've drank a lot of German beer. Yeah.
Tell me about that. Tell me about. I want to hear about this. You know, because you lived in Germany for a couple of years, and yeah. I mean that's near Mecca of beer, right?
Yeah, I got to drink beer in Germany, France, Czech Republic. Steve called me out last time for calling it Czechoslovakia, but because
they separated.
Yeah, I was living like pre-1940. But anyway, yeah. So German beers, Czech beers. I drink a fair amount of English beers, but it was mostly a lot of German beers.
So favorite style then over there?
Export lager is my favorite style from like. Dortmund, Dusseldorf area. It's fantastic. Dude.
Do you still speak German?
I do, yeah.
Wow, you're blowing my mind right now. Oh, yeah, we talked about the... What's that ham thing again?
Oh, the Schweinshaxe? Impressive.
I'm not going to try. I like Schweinshaxe, whenever I said earlier.
Schweinshaxe.
Schweinshaxe.
No, Schweinshaxe is delicious, especially when you're really drunk, because then you can just bite through all that gristle and
everything. Yeah, absolutely.
It's literally just a
damn
pig knee that they deep fry.
Did you ever do an Oktoberfest out there?
I did, yeah.
Did you really? Was it just a madhouse?
It was a madhouse. It's like, I didn't enjoy it that much because, like, it was more like a carnival than... Than what I...
So you hate carnivals?
I don't enjoy them. There's too many lines. Everything's overpriced. There's clowns.
There are clowns, yeah. It's an issue.
Some people are scared of them.
Yeah.
Get those small hands, smell like cabbage.
Get those clowns away.
Small hands, big feet.
No, does it have small hands?
I don't know.
Is that a thing?
It could be.
But like when you actually get into like one of those beer halls, the beer halls there, the tents that they have.
Yeah.
And each one's owned by like their own brewer or sponsored by a different brewery there.
Oh.
And so once you get into a tent, you have maybe one or two choices. And... They're great. Like, those fest beers are fantastic. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's remarkable.
Was there a lot of people?
Yeah.
Like, coming out for that?
Like, too much people? Like, too many?
Just a couple.
I would say too many people. Yeah.
Would you go back?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
He's going to take me.
Oh. So, he's sugar daddy.
He didn't know that, but he's going to take me.
Just found out.
You're here first.
Steve, have you gone anywhere to travel for beer?
Travel for beer?
Or you traveled and you saw great beer at, you know, we're talking Europe, Africa, China, anywhere.
I've never been to Africa or China. No, but I've been places that have had beers and I've tried them, but...
No, what's one you found that you're pretty impressed by?
That I've been pretty impressed by?
You brought back some from Turks and Caicos.
There's one brewery down there.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was a fun place.
Nice beer.
The Brazilian beer? Everything?
Brazil. I went down to Brazil. Oh, cool. I went down to Rio and tried to find a brewery or like a local brewery down there. And it was... I couldn't find any. Like, looking up on the map. It's a city of like 6 million people. And like microbreweries or shit like that. I found one. It was called... Noi, N-O-I, and it was across the river and an hour bus right away. And their beer was not bad. It was pretty good.
Wow.
And then I went to, what city was it? It's like the capital of, used to be the capital. I can't remember.
Brasilia?
No, it wasn't Brasilia. It was like an hour bus ride up the hill. And it was Bohemia. Bohemia is the name of the brewery down there. And I was so excited. I was like, all right, I found a brewery. And I was like, let's go on a tour. And the tour was like, here's an education of beer throughout history. And it didn't show you anything of the brewery. It was just like this hall of education.
Beer
like,
knowledge.
What? And then, yeah, I got the headphones that translated it.
No way.
They're like sister breweries with our Bohemian brewery.
No, but I mean, they made good beer. It was
They didn't show you
classic, their Pilsner style Bohemian beer was, it was pretty good. So, you know, like Brazil makes some good stuff.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
It's a lot fewer than it is in the United States.
Yeah.
I ended up talking to one of the brewers at that Noi brewery, and I was like, hey, how's it going? He's like, well, I'm part-time. You know, he didn't tell me a lot, but just asking about what he knew. He's like, I mostly clean stuff.
I mean, don't we all, though?
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah, it wasn't 90% of brewing, you know, is cleaning. Yeah. You know, it was fun to see that, but it's just not as big down there as it is here. But what they were making was good. There was a brewery called Colorado.
So the irony.
One of the breweries is called Colorado, or was that a style of beer? I think the brewery's Colorado, and they had a stout that was fucking good.
Wow,
it was like a kind of like the what I was saying, the export stout. I was like, damn, all right, let's bring this back home.
Yeah,
and then I was gonna try and share them, but I drank them all.
That's how you know it's good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Standby, you've gone somewhere to far and wide, had some great beer experience.
No.
No.
We'll change that, right?
Sorry.
We'll change that.
Not yet. Oh, not yet.
Go on a trip? Let's not go yet. Somewhere.
Yeah. I'll
go. Look in the Prius.
Yeah. Let's go.
I got an all wheel drive Prius ski racks on top. Let's go.
That's a Prius out there?
No, that's my car. My wife drives the Prius, and we drive that everywhere. That's the commuter car. That's the go ever. Mine's the sex appeal car. It's fast. Because I'm brownish, so like I have to have a fastish car. I'm that guy, right?
Wait,
sure.
Yeah.
I think if that's what you want,
that's what I want. I also want my bidet.
Yeah.
Like, I got it.
Yeah.
And I want a second one.
I want a bowl cleaner.
Like double, like a double decker.
No. And my other bathroom.
Okay, I was like, so that makes sense.
For the first time,
you get a front and back at the same time or something.
Are you talking
like that?
About a double decker bidet?
Yeah, a double decker bidet.
I'm trying to
stand by. You're out of your element, dude.
I don't know anything about bidet. I'm a manual wiper. I'm sorry.
We need to change that habit of yours. But stand by. When it comes to drinking beer here, because I mean, obviously, wait, Max, are you from Utah?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah.
And then Steve, you're from Layton, right? That's hometown.
Yep.
So you're coming into Utah.
Yes.
So what's it like to see people passionate about beer in this awesome beer community? And you work with them.
I mean, it's great. I mean, it's definitely something that moving here, I really didn't expect or know what to expect. Just coming from California where it's just beer is everywhere.
Yeah.
And so it is really awesome to see how passionate it is and people really caring and kind of working against the issues and everything else with DABC and kind of pushed everything else. And I mean, like, Utah, even when I came here, it was just like 4% beers. Like, they were making some of the best 4% beers that out of this state, people struggle to try to make a session because they don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And they've had to fight against that and build that and kind of go against adversity and just be passionate about it. It's awesome.
And do you see the passion from these guys through the beer?
Every day.
I like that. I think once that passion goes away is when you got to hang the boots up.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, if it's not, it's time.
Yeah. Right?
And I hope doesn't come, but when it does come, I hope it, you know, you do it.
Yeah.
Both feet in, both feet out, I say.
I would say passion fluctuates, though.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, Then some, like, days. Some days you're just like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
You know, when you hit your head 20 times on something.
Yeah, I can see
you
that.
You trip over, break your fucking wrist.
Yeah.
Too soon?
Shout out Mikey T.
Aw.
You know, but as long as you care about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can say fuck this shit every now and then.
Yeah. I mean, yes, we've all been there, I feel like.
Yeah.
Max, I mean, you're new to the game, but you've probably been there too.
Oh, yeah. Fighting hoses are different things that break throughout. Working in a production bureau, you got a million moving parts, so there's always something that'll break at one point or another.
It's not one thing, it's another.
Yeah, and you just, like, let out a few fucks, carry on.
Yeah.
Try not to, like...
I like that. Should be on a shirt.
Screw up the beer too much.
Let out a few fucks. Carry on.
Okay. I like it. Seriously. I like that. I want it on a shirt. I really do. Max, I'm putting that on a shirt.
You can, yeah. Go ahead. You get some royalties, right?
Nope.
Can I say TM?
Trademark.
Are you trademarking that right now on your phone?
What's some of your favorite styles of beer?
You know what? So when I go to a brewery, I use this word kindly. You know, I don't know how else to phrase it. I judge them based on their Pilsner. Because for me, if they can, that's something that I've always wanted to do. If I can, being in the brewing world, if I can make a Pilsner that is, any off flavors can be detected in a Pilsner. If you fuck up at all, it's going to be just shine through that Pilsner. And I feel like Pilsners are so gentle that if you can just make a crush ass, like that Pilsner is just like perfect. I'm like, all right, I can drink the rest of your beers. Because if you know how to make a Pilsner, and you're good at it, then you probably can make great beer.
Yeah,
yeah, and I agree with you.
That's what I do. But I really like stouts.
Exactly.
No one makes oatmeal stouts anymore, I feel like. That's what we're talking about, you know. I would love.
We used to have Captain Bastard, and it just stopped selling.
Disappointing, but I love them.
You know what we stopped making that before we switched over to the 5% thing, and I would have loved to taste that beer at 5%. I think it would have been amazing.
Yeah. Better. I think it's what it should be anyway.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Yeah.
No, but I agree with you. I think Pilsners are like a North Star for a brewery. Like if you can have that as your direction.
Yeah, that's me. I mean, I also like trying what they call their flagship beers. I like going and seeing, okay, what's going on. I remember there's twice now. I went to Florida and I had I like something weird as hell. Like the weirdest thing, I'm like, I'll try that. Like, I remember going to Cricket's Dave in Denver and they had one made with carrots and beets. And it's open fermentation. I'm like, okay, I'll try it. Yeah. And it's fucking weird, funky, awesome though. Went to Florida. They had a lager, just house lager. Apparently, it was award winning in Florida. Tried it. Tastes like dish soap to me.
Oh, tastes like dish soap.
I'm like, why is this soapy? And I'm like, did you guys just clean the taps? Like, is this the first pour? Like, what's going on? I'm that guy. I'm like, because my friends, they all look at me when I'm. Oh, I hate it. I've become a beer snob in a way. For me, personally, I don't like, ooh, that beer's shitty. Don't drink it. Like, I don't like it, so I'm not going to drink it, right?
Yeah.
So they all see me pour this beer, take a sip, and I'm like, off-put by it. And they're like, you're the beer guy, and you don't like that? I'm like, you want to try it? Right? And so my friend gets a new pitcher. So now the waitress is upset. You know, like, this guy doesn't like the beer, but we're going to try again. Same thing. So my question to her was like, she goes, why don't you like the beer? The waitress, why don't you like the beer? I'm like, this tastes kind of soapy to me. Sorry. Like, I just don't like it. Sorry. And I asked him, like, can I talk to the brewer? I'd love to. Like, no. Can't do it. All right. Sorry. And then it ignored us for an hour.
Oh, no.
So, like, I'm not telling my opinion to anyone ever again. But then, and also the same trip, they had one that was a kumquat wheat ale.
A kumquat wheat.
And it was awesome.
That sounds fantastic. It was
fantastic.
I think
that,
you had one of those?
I haven't had a kumquat ale. I've had like other citrusy wheat ales, and I think that plays together really well.
It was beautiful.
Where did you have that from?
It was just east of Orlando. Do you know where the Ron John, like the Ron John surf shop, is in Florida?
No,
I've been to Florida one time.
So it's where they launched the rockets off of JFK.
Cape Canaveral.
Cape Canaveral.
There it is.
Boom! Thank you. So it's on that side of the island.
Space.
That's okay. There. And there's a little pub we went into, and they had one that I think it's called Interstate.
Not intergalactic.
No, it makes sense, right? But it was a Florida brewery that did it, and I loved it. And my wife loved it. And I'm like, if my wife loves it, I have to get more.
Yeah.
Right? So I can take it. But yeah, kumquat.
I would love to try a kumquat flavored
salad. Right?
It's a different little fruit, you know?
Yeah. Steve, since we're going down that road, like, what's another beer that if you could make? What would you do? A little funky, different, you know, like kind of, we joked about it, but like some Doritos, you know, like, you know, some, I'm making a Twinkie cream ale, for Christ's sake. Like, what was something that you would like to just make?
I did anything. It doesn't matter. Just, you know, whatever comes to your fucking brain.
Yeah, but at that moment, Steve's
like,
brain.
Like what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah.
I want to make a mole, like stout or something like
Molly Porter, Molly Stout.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going down a stout hole here.
Yeah,
but
I love the stout hole.
Like Molly's delicious, and I tried one years ago at fucking Great American. And it was so fucking good, and I don't know who made it. And I can't remember, but like I want to try that. Make Molly something.
Yeah, man, you should.
It was so good.
But
like otherwise, like I fucking also besides stout, like I like rye. I like rye beers.
Gotcha.
We made a rye a while back, and it didn't, you know, base stuff off the cells here. Yeah, I'd love to make a couple of rye style beers. Like
I think a lot of rye has fallen. Like it was like popular like 5 to 10 years ago.
I like the flavor.
But I really liked it, and it's kind of fallen off lately. It's all become
It was a thing for like a year.
Yeah,
I think
now all the beers become like soft wheat beers and things like
wheat. That's hazy everything. Hazy everything. You know,
it's like, hazy seltzers. Let's do it.
Hazy seltzers.
Let's send it. I'm ready. It doesn't taste hazy enough for me.
You know, hazies are fine.
Yeah,
they're good.
It's got its place. Yeah,
you know, like they've taken over, and I just wish there was more variety.
Because yeah,
it seems like it's very dominated by double IPA, hazy IPA.
Yeah, right. That makes sense. I would love
go to the liquor store and try to find a stout.
Are you going to get Guinness?
Rye beer.
Yeah, rye. You're not going to find a rye beer.
No, it's rare.
Does anyone do a rye beer in Utah right now?
No.
I can't think of one. I know we did one.
Yeah, I think
it was a rye pale.
Last one I can remember is one that you guys did.
But I'm like, it's not really a popular, I don't know.
That was one of my favorite beers that I made for my friend's wedding, and we had it on tap at the wedding.
What'd you make?
My buddy's name was Ryan. We made a rye PA.
Nice.
Wow, well done.
It was just a 6% rye IPA.
He's already done that.
Yeah, I know. But like it's not like a super clever name, but like it was fun and it tasted great, and yeah, it's one of the more proud ones I had, but I think I love rye.
I think you guys are right on that one. Right on that one. See what I did there, Steve?
Just bringing it home. I like it.
No, but on that note, we're going to take a quick little break if you guys don't mind. I have to hit the restroom. Yeah. My seal's broken. I don't know about you guys, but
I'm ready.
Should we continue?
Yeah, sounds good.
Deal.
We got
a Tastemasters is brought to you by Hopkins Brewing Company. By using the code Tastemasters, you will receive 10% off your ticket upon checking out. Food only. But guys, it's badass food. They have chicken sandwiches, Thai wings, poutine. They have brunch every Saturday, Sunday. The food is fantastic. One of the best in town. Again, use the code Tastemasters upon checking out. 10% off your entire ticket, minus the alcohol. Guys, let's keep it local by supporting local. This episode's also brought to you by you, if you want to be. We are looking for sponsors and would love to have you as part of our team. Feel free to email us for details at thetastemastersdrink@gmail.com or DM us through all social media platforms. Hey guys, it's David here. We are starting a Patreon, which is kind of like a tip jar, but digital. Basically what it does is it helps enhance the content of our podcast. If you like what you hear, want to help us out, go ahead and head to www.patreon.com/tastemasters and subscribe. Anything will help.
All right, gentlemen, we're back, and we are going to be pouring another beer, right?
Yes.
We talked about pouring the Pilsner?
Yeah, we're going to do our German-style Pilsner, the Brilliant Beer that we're making. I rinsed my glass out, so it's ready.
The Brilliant Beer.
Yes.
And it's your Pilsner. What's your guys' take on this Pilsner, then? Because you asked me, Max, about my favorite style, so I mean, I'm gonna judge the shit out of this one for sure.
I think it's a really good beer, and I mean, it's kind of talking back to that. I like when you're talking about how like this beer, in my opinion, kind of goes for that. Is like a pretty much like an acoustic guitar versus like distortion, whereas like acoustic instrument is like you're finding all the mistakes. You're gonna find everything else other than like having like a heavy beer or something else. That's gonna have everything that like. This kind of showcases the beer in itself versus just having to have like those extra effects.
I like that. And I mean, this is honestly one of my go-tos outside of, you know, going to the brew pub. You know, I like that. I mean, I remember, Ryan, when I went to your house, this is the first can I grabbed.
Yeah.
This, besides Stronger, this is one of my go-to beers. I genuinely enjoy it.
It's refreshing.
It's.
I think it's refreshing. It's crushable. Like, yeah. After a hot day or a long day or even into the fall,
the day you woke up on the cement somewhere you didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I drank one of these.
Yeah.
But friend, don't litter.
Do not litter. Get your friend with pack a red wheelbarrow.
Circle
barrel
back to around. Yeah. I was that guy.
No, I like this. I mean, this one's great. I mean, again, I think it's a refreshing any time of the year. I think going back to a Pilsner,
yeah.
It's like an end of shift beer, if you will. Like, I just need to crush a beer, go home.
Yeah.
Right? Like, some people don't understand. I get this a lot. Like, hey, why do you drink so much beer? I'm like, well, because when I'm done brewing, I'm like, I just want something, like a product that I'm proud of. I'm going to crush it, enjoy it. Because how many memories do you guys have with friends over a beer?
Oh, I mean, plenty. And I mean,
it's over a beer.
Yeah.
Right? Let's go get a beer or a coffee, even. Like, something about beverages and humans.
The meeting, the gathering.
Yeah. And the beer is just, it's just fun. You know, we have great stories. We can get into, sometimes walls get broken when it's, you know, a little bit of buzz going on.
Did you break some walls?
Today?
No, I mean.
Oh, break actual walls.
Yeah.
No. We're talking about, like, mental, emotional walls. Like, we're talking, you know what I mean? Like, let's say you're having a beer. And, like, we're talking about different designs.
I do think people have broken physical walls, though.
Probably. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I think they're named Kyle. So Kyles get angry. That's all I'm saying.
Kyles get angry. I can see that. You boys like this.
I can back that.
Proud of this?
I think this is a really good. I think Pilsners are great. Like you were saying earlier, they can be picked apart really well because any flaw does shine in them. It stands out.
You don't have alcohol or other shit to hide them.
No, or, you know, a crazy malt bill with, you know, all sorts of
chocolate
and
roasty, toasty. Yeah, I get it.
All long chain sugars and stuff. You just, yeah.
So, Max, question for you on this beer. Do you pick up the fennel?
I was going to ask you.
Some fennel nuances.
Get the fennel.
Do you guys get fennel? So my wife loves my jokes the first time I tell them, but then afterwards she goes, I heard it already. But I love to keep doing them. Like, you know, you have that ongoing joke, you keep going. So that's the fennel thing I've done for like the past, when was Idaho? Two months ago?
End of August. Was it end of August?
Yeah, so close to
a month. What day are we at? Today?
Who knows? I don't remember.
We're not quite October.
A month ago.
So
yeah, there we go.
I'm still doing that. Every beer, every single beer, I don't care what it is. Fennel. I actually started with the food. Spaghetti. Yeah, fennel.
I'm going to start finding you a beer that has fennel in it.
Oh, and it's actually
you can be like, I don't get
I'm
any fennel
give you a beer
in this.
I'm just going to put fennel in the can.
Watch me get a category where it's fennel beers.
Oh, no.
I don't get any fennel.
Yeah. I'm not getting anything.
I'm one of those people that
lacking
just don't,
the fennel.
Yeah, I don't can't pick a fennel. But Steve, I have a question for you. When it comes to the brewing aspect, what's something that you haven't brewed yet that you just want to nail brewing, like a style or a beer? Like, what's something that in a brewer's aspect, like I would like to do this before I hang up the boots.
In the big pearly boots guy?
Yeah, I wish I had the pink boots. Big pearly boots
guy. Something I would like to brew before I hang up the boots. Like one thing, like is it, like am I going to die if I don't brew it or something? Or
like? What's something that you just want to make sure before you did die, you're like, I'm proud of this. Like I just want to, I'm trying to invoke, let's go about. If, for me, it's like I would like to make an award-winning Pilsner. That's like for me something that a goal of mine that I'd like to, or something.
I don't know if I have
a
like
new trend.
A one thing I want to brew is it's. I just want to brew people. I just want people to drink shit I brew.
Gotcha.
That's what I want.
So was the last time you had the aha then when you saw someone drinking your beer at the end of the bar or at some restaurant and. They had no idea you're the brewer of that beer, and they drank it. They loved it, and they're like, "This is awesome!" And
well, yeah, I mean, I see it here and there. you know, you go somewhere and then somebody's, I mean, fucking Hop Rising, people drink it all the time. It's not my favorite, but people love it. And it doesn't matter if it's not my favorite or not. But, like, I just like to see people drinking shit I make.
That's cool.
And something I would like to make is that's a hard question because I want to make everything.
Yeah. I'm trying, I mean.
But basically, it comes down to I just want to make something people drink. That's it.
That's a good answer, though. Yeah. It really is. I mean, because if you make shit, no one's going to drink it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Because you guys have been doing some weird stuff. You guys did that strawberry one not too long ago. You guys had the cream ale, jalapeno cremo, right?
Well, what's another? It's been around forever.
What's another funky? Are we ever going to see a new funky flavor coming out?
Well, as far as that, not anytime soon. But we're making so Park City has their own brewery up there, and they've been making beers forever. I mean, they were one of the first in Utah. But we're taking their Wasatch Hef, and we're going to be making that. That's one of the new beers we're making here at the production brewery. We're going to make that. That's going to be one of the newest ones. I mean, the strawberry and the mango were the latest new additions. And you can get that in the... We have that in the 12-pack, right? Like this two?
I think so.
Yeah. It's like a mixed pack with two of them. Yeah, you got... Yeah.
We use fucking a shitload of fruit in those fuckers.
I bet. You guys have big-ass tanks.
Hey, you know, it's... I like them.
Nothing wrong with that.
The fruit's there, but it's not fucking... Punch you in the face.
It still tastes like a beer. And I mean, yeah, there's... Like, we're using, like, 55-gallon drums of puree per brew.
Free puree.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just shoving into there.
Just send it.
Which is real fun to pump into the kettle.
Oh, yeah. There were some growing pains with figuring that one out.
Probably.
Still growing pains.
It gets in there.
But no, we're... you know, new beers come out all the time, but... As a production brewery, we have Wasatch Brew Pub and we have downtown, you know, Squatters, and they kind of do the experimental work because they got the smaller system. They, like, the smallest batch we can make is 40 barrels, you know, so it's like you can't, if you want to make experimental,
yeah, 40 might barrels not
sell.
Not-
so they kind of, they get to do a lot of that, kind of base our shit off of that.
Gotcha.
But trying to send these guys up to their places so they can make some experimental shit. We do have some homebrew equipment here that we've made a few. Mike was using it before he left.
Yeah, he got it. Well, Max, you're a part of that.
Yeah, what did you make that last time?
We made red ale? That red ale.
Yeah. I was able to go on to the, Mike's red the draft.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Me and Mike's red ale.
Me and Mike's
red ale.
It's
like Mike and Ike's.
I think they're
Mike's and
Mike. Well, and I was actually talking with Libby, like, you know Libby, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, the Brave Noise beer?
Yeah.
Everything.
Were you there for that one?
I wasn't there for the one that we brewed up in Park City.
Damn.
But there's a homebrew day on October 9th that, like, it's going to be nationwide for all homebrewers to make the Brave Noise. And so we're going to homebrew.
That's really cool, dude.
Homebrew it here. Hell as yeah. Well.
I told Libby I wanted to be a part of that when they went to Park City, but I was actually brewing that day.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn it. But I mean, that's really cool. I mean, that's another example of how people in the brewing community, outside of Utah and the States, come together and just one voice kind of thing is rise. And I like that. Max, question for you. When you look at Steve and Stanbaugh, like these two are veterans in an aspect. They have knowledge. What's something that you've taken from these two?
There's a lot of, like, really subtle knowledge that gets passed on, and they'll bring it up. I am really good at creating too much work for myself by doing dumb stuff. And they're like, hey, what about this? And I'm like, all right, now that you say it out loud, that makes a lot of sense. But it's just they have a very chill nature about it, about, like, oh, like, there was a mistake here or it was a little high or whatever, but we'll be able to work it out and we'll do it this way. and turns out that it does get worked out, man.
And you probably put a lot of pressure upon yourself to be almost a perfectionist in a way where you're trying to nail numbers, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to screw up. Like, yeah. I don't want to be that guy. And when I do.
But everybody does.
And that's what they keep telling me. It's like, yeah, everybody does screw up. And I'm like, well, I don't want to be that. But they are able to just, right the ship very well and everything stays right on target and on goal. And then, like, I'll be stressing out and they're like, knock it off. Don't do that. Like, just chill out.
Yeah,
and
cool.
they're really great that way. Like, all the knowledge they tell me is just little bits and pieces and it all adds up to a very, and get wax poetic here, a beautiful mosaic of little tidbits here and there. So it's good. I really like listening to them it's nothing profound, like the sit me down, like, oh, you need to do this. It's just little things here and there.
Yeah. And they come at it as a mentor and a friend.
Yeah.
Instead of a boss that's putting the thumb up your ass and pushing down on you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, but for us, Ryan and Steve, like, you guys, I know you guys have, we all have those moments and those days where it's hard, you know, but you guys do have this sense of, I don't know, like, meeting both of you, it's just fun because you guys have great big hearts and you still have fun at, like, there's work, but you still have fun at work. It's not like you make work hard for yourself. Yeah, sometimes it's tasking, it's daunting, it's hard, but you guys, everyone I've talked to, I haven't met a person that doesn't like you guys. You guys are good people, and like, don't change that. Because if you do that, not that I know of, you may know, but I don't.
I guess I got a goal. Piss somebody
off. But it's fun to see you guys continue to grow and push that, you know what I mean? And you guys, it's friendly, and I'm glad you guys are good at it.
Sorry, there's a little inside joke there.
Moment, thank you. Bro moment right there.
These guys are so cute.
But what's something, I guess, Steve, what's something from Max that you've learned from him?
That I've learned from him?
Hmm?
This guy he's got a really good knowledge of, like, different styles. He really does. Like, just every different. I like to go to these guys and freaking ask, like, beer style, like, what kind of flavor profile you guys want, because Max and Ryan are super good at it, and they know what you should do to make a beer taste like that. And, you know, I could. No.
Better. Sure.
You know.
But... No, what I've learned from Max and Ryan is these guys care. These guys care a lot, and they fucking know their shit.
Yeah. So what's it like to have someone under your belt that does care? Does it make your job easier, your life easier? Does it make it more pleasant, more fun, terrible, awful?
Well, I want them out from under my belt.
That's fair.
Fair.
By invitation only.
It's nice. It's nice to have people that care about what they're doing. It's great to have people that, like, he watches beer videos while he's brewing at night, and, like, it's great to see that kind of, like, motivation to, like, do better and do something and care and just be in the environment that these guys are, because these guys are amazing dudes, because fucking this guy knows his shit, this guy knows his shit, and they just know how to, fucking do their brews.
And it rejuvenates you in a way?
It does.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
That's good though, right?
I love it.
That's good.
I love it.
See, Stanba.
Because I fucking asked them. They're my opinion advisors. I was like, hey, man. Well. I trust their opinions. And if we're going to do something. do I ask you guys? Like, do I ask you? Like, what do you think about this? Like, recipe formulation?
Yeah. You'll have us, like, kind of go over everything and see how it kind of sits and where, like, what kind of new hops or anything else that we kind of want to shoot for. And we all just kind of sit there and brainstorm and try to figure out.
I don't want to do this shit alone. I want their opinion. I like that comment.
It's a collective thought. Like, it's
a team effort.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, even with these new recent ones, like the 147 one and stuff.
Yeah.
We all of us went over the brew sheet and like, I have a concern here or there or yada yada, but you know it ends up. I think that beer ended up turning pretty good too.
I'm a fan.
Good.
It's
yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, you always bring stuff up to us, and with this Wasatch Hef too. Like,
I want you to look over that actually. I want you both to look over it and see what you think, because cut this part out. We went over with Mark and Nate, and Mark's like, oh, this is how you make up the recipe. And he's like, blah, blah, blah. And then Nate's like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, seems like you two are talking and not me.
Yeah.
And the guys that are making it. So it's in the thing. Look at it. I want you to look at it.
Yeah.
And then tell me what you think.
Do we still have
And then let's go from there. What's that?
Do we still have those corny cakes down in the cooler? The Easterns?
The wine step on or?
I think so. There was the four of them, the different yeast samples were.
I think they're still in there, yeah.
Yeah. I
tried those.
I don't even know what the samples are. That was Nate's thing, and he's leaving
just
next week.
Different Easterns.
So. Anyways, I want you guys to look over that recipe.
Okay.
I want you guys to think what you think. All right, sorry.
No.
Okay. I want to see what you think.
I have no opinion here. I don't know anything.
It's going to be the wine Stefaner yeast.
Weinstefana?
Yeah.
you know what you say. Fucking show off.
Anyways, I like having people that I can talk to that I brew with.
Right.
That have a solid opinion that know shit.
And
these guys do.
It's nice to have that and people who care about the job at hand.
Yeah.
And that's why I said, like, these guys like you, Steve. This is why I wanted to meet
that's
you.
That's not true.
It's true. They do. No. They, you're right. They love you. But,
I love you, Steve.
I think you got to give credit to yourself more, dude. I think you got a great palate. I think.
I have a palate.
Sure. But I think it's a.
It tastes things.
Yeah, it does. But I think it's experience, and I think you know things, and I think you're knowledgeable, and the heart's still there, brother. It really is. And Ryan talks about you.
Yeah, but why do it alone?
Exactly, but you surround yourself with great people, and once you do that, your job will be easier.
Yeah. Well, this is clearly Steve's favorite thing to do is talk about himself. We have to tell him to shut up sometimes because he just always gushes about himself. No, he doesn't talk about himself at all. He's just like, but he's knowledgeable. He knows everything. Like he's just. He can spot a problem a mile away, and he's like,
yeah, and that's where experience and. You just love a beer.
Right.
I think at this table we all love beer, and it's okay to do that. And to make that beer with good people, our friends, like that, just makes it that much better,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And it's just really cool to sit down with you guys and talk beer, and that's what we're doing. You know, end of the night, I'd love to go get a pint and just sit and talk beer or just talk life. And sometimes at the end of the day, when you remember to, it's just a beverage. You know what I mean? We just gotta enjoy it.
Well, it's just a beverage, but sometimes. You know, you don't want to talk about beer.
Yeah, just have it.
You know, let's talk about other shit.
Yeah, and it's okay.
Because, you know, we talk about beer a lot.
Yeah, I bet.
Sometimes you're just like, all right, well, how's your home life? how's your wife?
Yeah.
How's your kids?
Yeah. How's your vacation?
Do you have kids?
Yeah.
Fuck them. Your kids are terrible.
Well, you can always, as a beer snob, you can always be critical of everyone's beer and sometimes, but the... It's those times where you're out with a bunch of friends and beer may not be up to par or reach the style guidelines or something like that, but you're still drinking beer and having a good time with your buddies.
Yeah.
So have a good time.
Yeah.
Relax.
For
me, just drink it.
That's a hard lesson for me personally because I like to enjoy my beer while I'm with friends and it's hard to I guess I wear my emotions on my sleeve. So when someone sees I don't like the beer, they're like, what's wrong? I'm like, no, I'll keep drinking it, but I gotta stop. I gotta, hide my, this is awesome.
You got poker face.
Yeah, I have to. My, my beer poker face is shitty.
Yeah.
So if you guys do see me not enjoying a beer, I still enjoy you.
That's what matters.
Yeah, right. But you're always going to have – I mean, beer's fun
yeah.
at the end of the day. And I learned from Chad Hopkins. He told me what other people are doing, this craft beer scene, just because there's some brewers that are doing traditional beers and traditional styles, and I don't think I'll ever be able to nail it like they do. Maybe if I put that more years into it or that experience, sure. But like these funky, weird ass, I'm making a goddamn Twinkie cream ale. I did that because it's different. It's craft beer, though. But as long as at the end of the day, it still tastes like beer, it'd be awesome. That's it. I don't care. But it's different. Who drinks Twinkie beer? Like, I don't know.
Well, I'm going to.
I mean, it's fascinating.
You asked me earlier what thing I would love to make. Have you been to New Belgium's brewery with their freaking oak? What are the fucking things called? The big oak
Fritters?
Things?
The fooders.
I would love to give that a shot.
Ah, there you go. See, there's
put something in there. Like, yeah, have one of those.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, that's a
that's
super
fun.
Cool.
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, I think
I would love to
awesome.
Put an oatmeal stout in a fooder.
Okay.
I really would.
An oatmeal stout?
Oh, yeah, because I feel like that almost like barrel aged. That little woody characteristic coming out through an oatmeal stout.
You build up a nice, you know, climate of bugs in there that'll make your beer all tasty.
Yeah.
It's so good.
That's worth a shot.
Throw some of this tropical double IPA in there.
Why not? Let's go.
Let's go.
Send
it.
That's what you do. That's what you
do. But that's where, you know, the weirdest thing sometimes can make the greatest beer. Who knows?
I also want, like, the biggest fuck up to be, like, one of the best things ever. Like, I think that'd be hilarious.
It would be.
I'm pretty sure that's how New England IPA started.
It might, yeah. But like, it'd be so, like, I was like, oh, shit, I fucked up. Yeah. It's like, people taste it, and you're like, oh, my God, that's
billion
good.
Dollar
I'm like, yep, meant it. Nailed it.
The entire plan.
I just think it'd be funny.
It would
be. Funny
it really.
And fun.
It would be fun, because it's your story, and it'd be really fun.
Like, that's a new style.
Yeah,
I meant it.
Failed successfully.
Stambo, what do you see in working for Steve and with Max? Like, what's it like being with these two?
You know, I really enjoy it, because I mean, a lot of it is, you know, friendship. It's not just feeling like just coworkers. It does feel like friends and family, and so it's nice to kind of work with that and kind of work with each other. And so, I mean, it's nice to have knowledge and kind of run everything off each other, but it isn't, like Max is saying, it's not like we're like sitting there, like, hey, you know, you're fucking things up. Like, no one's doing that. It's just like, hey, like, something's happened. It's chill. Like, nothing's fucked. We'll figure everything out just like as like a cognitive notion. Like, we now know, and we communicated that. And so I think, like, especially with, like, Australia, I think we do a really good job of communicating, especially when there are those issues or just when we need that kind of change or different kind of tweaks to recipes or brew styles or anything else like that. So I think it's nice, and we work well together. So
I like that. You boys are awesome. You really are. I mean, Max, meeting you today, I think your knowledge and passion for the beer is awesome, dude. Like, I now know why these guys like you so much, and you're still like
Maximilian.
Don't let your foot off the pedal. Keep learning. Hone it down, dude. Like, I love it. Steve, I think you're a fucking great guy, dude. I wish one day I want to hear about when you met me for the first time, but we're not going to get into that today, because that's a story and a half. But when I first met you, it was nice to get to meet someone out of the blue and tell you a fun story and laugh for hours, dude. It was great.
You don't want to get into that story tonight.
I don't want to get into the story today, no.
Another time.
Right. Next time you're on the podcast. But, and Stambaugh, like, thanks for being my homie, dude.
Yeah, always.
And, guys, I cannot wait to see what you guys do in the future when it comes to beer, when it comes to life. You have a friend of me, and if you guys need anything in or out of the industry, let me know. Like, I'm here for you guys, really. You got my number. Well, Max, you will get my number, maybe, if you're lucky. And then we can... Let's just grab a pint
and talk.
But you guys have anything else for me? Is there anything else you guys need to ask or have anything you want to say? Beer wise, fun wise.
Full of beers.
We got beers. Still happening.
We're going on the roof. Shout out Doritos. They're really bringing everything together on this.
They really did.
Sweet chili.
Yeah.
They were clout.
They were clout.
What? I got my words mixed up. They're great. palate cleansers.
They are.
Yeah.
A little sweet chili.
Exactly.
Sweet chili and MSG.
Yeah. It's a flavor enhancer. It's good for you.
But Max, anything you got, brother?
No, I'm just glad to be part of this team, and that I'm really happy to met you, and I think you're a great guy.
Stop. Keep him. Right? Guess ass. No, but guys, thanks so much for taking time out of your Sunday or day off to hang out with me and just talk. And get to know you guys better. Until the next beverage, my friend.
This has been another episode of The Tastemasters. You can find us on Instagram at @the_Tastemasters, on Twitter at The Tastemasters, and on Facebook as The Tastemasters. Like, share, subscribe, leave us a review, tell your friends, and thanks for listening.
Produced and recorded at Fuse Audio. Give them a follow at @Fuse_Audio.